Okay. Good morning. I'm glad to see you guys. So, what happened this last Thursday? What did you celebrate? Oh, Thanksgiving. And what were you thankful for? Yeah? Food? Yes. Anything else? Well, this is great because it gives us a chance to remind ourselves to be thankful for the things God gives us. And I brought something up here today that can show you one thing that I'm very glad that he has given all of us that we can be thankful for. Now, do you guys want to guess what's in this box? You can guess if you want. A ring, maybe. Anybody else have a guess? What? You can guess. Okay. All right. Well, why don't you have a look inside and see if you're right? See if you got it right. Were you right? No? Okay, what else? Anybody else want to come up and look at it? See what's in the gift? It's a gift that God gives us. What's in there? What's in there? Oh, say it again.
Nothing.
Nothing? What? What? Do you guys agree? Is there nothing in that box? There is something. It's just you can't see it. And do you know that some of God's greatest gifts to us are things you can't see? I'm going to tell you what's in that box. Are you ready? It's hope. It's hope. You guys know what hope is, right? What are you hoping to get maybe in a few weeks at like Christmas? What?
Presents.
Presents. All right. Anything specific?
Binoculars.
Binoculars. Okay. You know what I'm hoping for? Not necessarily for Christmas, but sometime over the holidays, something with chocolate syrup on top of it. So, you guys understand what hoping means, right? Well, let me tell you, this is what God gives us. The Bible tells us that God loves you guys and me and everyone out there so much that he gave his own son who would die for us. And if you believe in him, we all get to be a God. We all get to be with a God who loves us forever. I'm hopeful about that. And do you know that in the coming weeks, we're going to be listening to the story about how Jesus came to this earth as a baby, smaller than you guys are, but then he'd grow up bigger than you guys are. And one day, at the end of that time of his life, he would be killed, and then they'd put him in a tomb. But do you know what gives me a lot of hope? If you go to that tomb, if you could find that tomb and looked inside, it would look a lot like this box. It would be empty, but you know what would be in that tomb? It'd be hope. Just like there's hope in this box. And the Bible also says that God has a plan for you guys to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. And it also says that if you put your hope in God, you will not be disappointed. So over the next couple of weeks, when you hear this story about Jesus coming to earth as a baby, think about how much he loves you and how much hope that gives each of us, all right? All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for giving us so many things, for giving us family and friends and food and that we're healthy and that we can laugh. But today we're especially thankful for all of the hope that you have given us and help us to hold on to that hope, not just throughout this Thanksgiving and Christmas time, but for always. Thank you for each person here this morning. Amen.